In a world where comedians are being attacked on stage, one man has sent a crystal clear message. Dave Chappelle in Stompgate, coming to a theater near you. Check theaters for local times and listings. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, by now, you've either heard about or saw what happened to Dave Chappelle. So, I'm going to use this as a teaching moment for all men. Keep your head on a swivel at all times. And also, with things going the way they're going in society, gentlemen, find out your local ordinances about how you can properly arm yourself. Now, this article was published on the 4th of May. It's lengthy, so I'm definitely going to cut it down to size. Dave Chappelle attacked on stage during performance at Hollywood Bowl. In a video posted to social media, a man can be seen running onto the stage before tackling Chappelle as security officers race to intervene. The LAPD confirmed the incident, telling NBC Los Angeles that the man was armed with a replica gun that could eject a real knife blade when discharged correctly. It was unclear if he made an attempt to use the weapon. The suspect, identified as Isaiah Lee, 23, has been arrested on suspicion of felony assault with a deadly weapon, an LAPD spokesperson said Wednesday. Lee's bail is set at $30,000. The LAPD said Lee was in the audience, then jumped on stage and attacked Chappelle just as he was about to leave. Chappelle was not injured in the attack, they said. Brianna Sachs, a BuzzFeed news reporter who attended the show and witnessed the altercation, told NBC News she was left stunned after the suspect, quote unquote, charged and tackled Chappelle. She said both uniformed security workers and people in plain clothes appeared to rush to Chappelle's aid and started, quote unquote, kicking and punching the suspect in an assault that went on for several minutes. Sachs compared the incident to comedian Chris Rock being slapped on stage by actor Will Smith at the Oscars on March 27th. Rock also performed at the Hollywood Bowl on Tuesday and joked about the incident before Chappelle was tackled, Sachs said. She said Rock also came on stage after the attack on Chappelle and joked about the suspect, quote unquote, maybe being Will Smith. You know, they were like, is that Will Smith? Oh, Chris Rock, you ain't shit for saying that one. Anyway, celebrities have already begun to weigh in on the incident, with comedian Tony Baker saying in a tweet early Wednesday morning, quote unquote, that's what he gets over the suspect sustaining injuries in the altercation. Quote unquote, this attacking people on stage ain't gonna fly, he said. And with that, I go into my diatribe. Gentlemen, I'm gonna reiterate. We are now living in a completely mentally deranged society. There are so many idiotic, deranged people out there, that somebody will try you, period. Now, insofar as these comedians being attacked on stage, we're going to have to go back and refer to Will Smith and a video that I put out called How Will Smith Just Signed the Death Warrant for Many More Black Men. Yeah. So many black men now have a battery put into their back for whatever reason. But this is going far beyond comedians. Like I said, gentlemen, you got to keep your head on a swivel at all times, especially now with this whole Roe v. Wade being overturned. You're going to have a lot of people out there losing their mind. So once again, be careful. But back to how Dave handled the incident. Oh my God. This guy, talk about adding insult to injury. Literally, Chappelle not only stomped him, he got clowned as he was getting stomped. Oh, this guy is going down in history for the wrong reason. Seriously. But when they loaded him into that meat wagon, oh yeah, you could tell they enacted a river dance on his ass. They folded his ass up like a fucking pretzel. And guess what? I'm all for it. When he rushed on that stage, whatever came to him afterwards, he earned it. He earned every kick, every punch. You know this guy is going to be tasting shoe leather for the next couple of weeks. And guess what? He earned all of it. So, what have we learned here, gentlemen? There are too many crazy people out here in this society. And guess what? Don't go looking for trouble. However, when trouble comes to you, you best be prepared to deal with it. Period. All these people out here talking about, oh my God, violence isn't the answer. Really? If violence isn't the answer, then why does the state, aka Big Daddy government, have a monopoly on violence? Especially when you hear women talking about this. Oh, violence is a bad thing. Until something happens to them, then they want men around them and the state to be violent on their behalf. Get the fuck out of here. But, for those of you who would say violence isn't the answer, how is it that we live in such a violent society? Hey, I'm just asking for a friend. Oh, well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. However, I can't lay this one at the feet of women. But I will still say this. Ladies, you need to understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the quote unquote social protections that you think you have will go out right along with it. Because, as I've always spoken on every HMT video, you can catch those things too. And believe you me, more of you are going to catch those things. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.